Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. You know, for a time, officials say it seemed like every storefront in the city was boarded up. Mothball. People weren't coming because of the COVID limitations. Well, things have changed. They're talking about a renaissance where these storefronts are taking down the boards, which underscores the return of a city built on storefronts. And while many of them used to be pet shops, head shops, and electric sellers, the return seems to be marked by every kind of restaurant and cuisine you can name. And they say no area is enjoying this revival more than Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And it's where we begin this Friday. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley starting us off.
If you're taking a walk on Manhattan Avenue in Greenpoint, there's dozens of stores just within a few feet, from restaurants to delis and barber shops. The Department of City Planning says store vacancy rates are still above pre-pandemic levels citywide. But here in Greenpoint, they've had the most new businesses move in than in any other part of the city. Alejandro and Chris, who moved in September, think it's because this is the new place to be.
Super calm, really close to the park, and businesses see that it's a lot of young people moving in. It's a great place for business.
We find that there's a lot of places to go to.
There's only one business they say they're missing living here.
Grocery stores. I think that's the one thing.
The study says Greenpoint has seen a jump of 57 new restaurants open since early 2020 to this summer, followed by Park Slope. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Greenpoint.
Yeah, here's the tale of the tape. More than 70% of the neighborhood citywide have seen an increase in food and drink businesses, according to the latest study from the city planning department. That's all right. Up in Harlem, a 29-year-old man on the run now being sought by police for allegedly slashing and then shoving his ex onto the subway tracks. Police say Michael Blount attacked the 37-year-old woman while she was waiting on the platform at West 125th and St. Nick. This happened about 11 o'clock at night, November 5th. They say Blount grabbed the woman by the hair, cut her in the face several times, and then he pushed her. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. He ran, hadn't been seen since. Blount's described as 5'9", about 185. If you know him, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is the latest in the lineup of people wanting to become the governor in the Garden State. He made his plans known today, just a few days before Democrat Mikey Sherrill plans to announce her campaign for governor as well.
Fresh off his re-election to Congress, the Democrat made the announcement at the Runway Diner in South Hackensack.
I'm launching my campaign for governor to cut your taxes and to make Jersey more affordable again.
Leaning into the issues that propelled the Republicans into Congress and the White House.
As the saying goes, and as was laid bare in last week's election, it's the economy, stupid.
Gottheimer enters a crowded race with six candidates vying to be the Democratic nominee, including his congressional colleague, Mikey Sherrill. Four Republicans are also running for governor, encouraged by the fact that Kamala Harris only won New Jersey by 6 percentage points. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in South Hackensack.
And in case you're wondering, current Governor Phil Murphy has already served two terms, so he won't be running again. It's a brand new ball game, folks. Well, they got the Jennings Creek wildfire about 75% contained now. Thank goodness, it's been a long week. It isn't over yet, though. Firefighters still in the battle. New York OEM Commissioner Zach Iskell saying the fire risk is still high.
This is something that is going to be going on for a while. Right now, in terms of the fires, the dry conditions, you have a lot of foliage on the ground, in addition to high winds, all create conditions for fires in our parks and green areas around the city.
Meantime, New Jersey wildlife officials say they're planning on fumes, running on fumes, trying to save animals that have been impacted by these fires. Folks at Last Resort Wildlife Refuge say they've been busy taking in animals with minor injuries and smoke inhalation, getting a lot of hotline calls, too. And yesterday, they had to rescue a bear seen laying in the smoldering remains of the burned-up forest right there on the New York and New Jersey border. It's kind of bad still. Well, the Clean Slate Act goes into effect this Saturday, everybody. This is where more than 2 million New Yorkers convicted of a crime is eligible to have their records automatically sealed. 3 years for misdemeanors, 8 years from sentencing for felonies. Okay, Larry Mullen, so what does that mean? Well, they say it's supposed to remove barriers to stop you from getting a house, a job, an education, because your records would be sealed so landlords and potential bosses can't see them. So if you've been out of jail for 3 years or 8 years, depending on the crime, your stuff is put on the back burner, basically. Governor Hochul signed it into law last year. The feeling is that folks go to prison for whatever, they serve their time, and they want to turn the page and start a new life, but they can't because of their past. Now, Wynn's family, listen to me real big. If you're a convicted murderer, sex offender, or currently serving time for something, this isn't for you. No, this one isn't for you. They're not trying to hire you up at the school or at the mall, keeping it real. By the way, law enforcement and judges will still have access to those records, but total access will be limited to others. Have you seen those robots going through the aisles at your grocery store taking inventory? Saw a robot inside the shop right in Jersey City the other day. Kind of freaked me out. Well, one supermarket chain experimenting with having robots actually shop for you. Listen to this.
So we have about 3,500 items or so we offer.
Bob Duane from Save-A-Lot says customers buy groceries through the Uber Eats app. When the order comes in, the robots go to work with some human help. The system was built by the automation company Fabric. Jonathan Marav is VP of operations.
We have a very dense racking structure that goes about 25 feet high.
So each one of these are somebody's order, I see.
Yeah, so each one
potatoes,
of these are...
Potatoes, and
we
I
have
see...
potatoes, we have green apples coming by here.
And that, wow, correspondent Michael George reporting. Kyle must be on a holiday mood because he put all these Christmas stories in the show. So what kind of Christmas tree are you putting up this year? Real or plastic?
My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come.
People talking about the wonderful smell of a Christmas tree, and I got the can of fresh pine-scented Febreze to prove it. Different strokes. Everybody's taste is different when it comes to what kind of tree to stick in the middle of the living room. 1010 Winds went out today to sample the Christmas tree taste buds.
Here we go. The Christmas countdown is on and shoppers are on the hunt for a new tree. But not without taking part in the annual debate, of course. The people want to know, is this year's tree going to be real or fake? Jamila was in the Christmas tree aisle at Target and she says...
Fake tree. It's so much easier for me to decorate. I never really care for the real trees, but say, you know, they catch on fire, you gotta make sure, you know, they watered.
Sadiq Aziz works in Home Depot's nursery center. He says real trees make the home smell great and festive. But is it really the best option for the earth?
To kill all these trees for a holiday, that's what helps our ecosystem. Also filters the air. I would suggest the fake ones. We need this for the earth.
So, what are you doing this year? Well, think fast. You have about 5 weeks left to decide. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Gateway Shopping Center.
They can have the fake tree, just make sure the gifts are real. Have you been down to Greenpoint, Brooklyn lately? They say you can pull up a chair at any restaurant down there and get just about anything you want. Part of a renaissance in an area like Many Boroughs, which saw storefronts closing left and right, and now reopening as fast as you can say, I'd like the truffle fries, please. Mary Lynn Buckley with a report.
If you're taking a walk on Manhattan Avenue in Greenpoint, there's dozens of stores just within a few feet, from restaurants to delis and barber shops. The Department of City Planning says store vacancy rates are still above pre-pandemic levels citywide, but here in Greenpoint, they've had the most new businesses move in than in any other part of the city. Alejandro and Chris, who moved in September, think it's because this is the new place to be.
Super calm, really close to the park, and businesses see that it's a lot of young people moving in. It's a great place for business.
We find that there's a lot of places to go to.
There's only one business they say they're missing living here.
Grocery stores. I think that's the one thing.
The study says Greenpoint has seen a jump of 57 new restaurants open since early 2020 to this summer, followed by Park Slope. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Greenpoint.
The reporter did several years ago relating to Suman's arrest for threatening a former roommate. He'll be brought back to New York to face charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says any individual who dares to cross the line and make hate-based threats against the press will be found, prosecuted, and held accountable and end up on somebody's newscast anyway. Malcolm X's family suing federal law enforcement officials over his assassination. The civil rights leader killed almost 60 years ago now. His family filed a $100 million suit today, accusing the FBI, the CIA, and the NYPD of allowing his murder to be carried out. Civil rights lawyer Ben Crump says there's new evidence of it, claiming former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover had a direct hand in it.
We're still waiting to get files. We have certain files. We have some of the things that J. Edgar Hoover said in regards to Malcolm X, who he considered one of the greatest threats.
The suit is brought by Malcolm's daughter, Ilyasa Shabazz.
We seek justice for the assassination of our father and that the truth will be recorded in history.
They announced the suit at the Memorial Center where Malcolm was killed. The FBI, the CIA, nor the NYPD have commented on the suit. The NYPD says it doesn't talk about pending litigation, so we'll see where this goes.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.